on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria going up to 26 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 24, Polokwane up to 28.
In the traffic, worst of it, N3 Buccleuch down towards Marlborough, everything through the Galilee's interchange, Mike 1 southbound at the moment. Second worst of it is in Pretoria from Centurion. If you're heading northbound all the way out to about Hartsfontein, and southbound, there's slow moving traffic all the way out on the N14 through the R55.
In your sport, the Proteas fold to 159 all out against India on the first day of the first test at Eden Gardens, the hosts reaching 37 for 1 in stumps, and a massive netball test series to kick off the new year with the Spa Proteas to host England in January.
President Cyril Ramaphosa responded to questions around a group of Palestinian refugees that landed at the O.R. Tambo International Airport last night under ambiguous conditions. Now, during a cleanup event in Kliptown, Soweto today, he told the media an investigation will be launched.
The matter is being processed. We are discussing it. Our intelligence agency is involved, and Home Affairs is involved, and DERCO is also involved. So we're going to do a proper evaluation.
For more on this story, go to jacarandafm.com, click on news for the latest developments. And the DA's motion of no confidence against Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi has been denied today. The party accuses him of failing to deliver services and of overseeing the costly Ama Panyaza program. The ANC, on the other hand, says the DA poses a threat to the G20 summit. Here's Lesego Makubela.
That's why they filed this motion of no confidence on the Premier, so that they create chaos, so that there is no government in Gauteng when nations of the world come and to converge here in our province.
In other news, the spokesperson for the Ekurhuleni Metro Police, Kelebogile Tepa, has continued to detail the attacks and harassment she endured. She told the Madlanga Commission today that their working environment was not an easy one. Anastasia Mokhobo has more.
She told the commission that she was moved as prison commander to O.R. Tambo International Airport in early August 2024. She says this followed claims that media unit had been disbanded, claims she later discovered were false.
Commissioners, it is extremely difficult to work under the conditions that we do in the EMPD by virtue of criminality, that there's a great expectation and powers vested in us to fight the very same crime.
Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Then we move abroad. The UN Human Rights Council has ordered investigators to probe alleged atrocities in Sudan's Al-Fashir and to seek to identify perpetrators so that they can be brought to justice. In the meantime, the UN Rights Chief, Volker Turk, has this warning.
We have deployed several missions to areas where civilians are fleeing, and we are sending more. The International Criminal Court has indicated that it is following the situation closely. All those involved in this conflict should know we are watching you, and justice must prevail.
And finally, in KwaZulu-Natal, a man was taken to hospital after he was bitten by a centipede, allegedly the black one with a red leg. So paramedics believe it was a venomous Chinese red-headed centipede. But the CEO of the Snake Bite Institute, Johan Mare, says it's highly unlikely that it was this centipede, and he ascribes the man's symptoms to an allergic reaction to something else. He also dispelled myths that these centipedes, called oorkruipers in Afrikaans, would crawl into your ear.
If you're going to move rocks and logs, you might disturb them and you expose them. Other than that, they're fairly well hidden. You don't really see them in the day. They come out at night. They are predators. So they're looking for other bugs to eat, but you can come across them any time of the year.
How are you saying something called an oorkruiper is not going to crawl into my ear? It's in the name.
Maar dit is mos nou 'n mite, Ras, sê hierdie kundige op die gebied van slange en centipedes and stuff.
So these things are carrying a bad rep for no reason.
Ja, sies tog skem. Net omdat hulle seker rooi beentjies het, nou dink almal hulle is die ergste ding.
Yeah, but the name doesn't inspire confidence.
No, it doesn't. And I thank you, Kola.
Thanks, scientists.
Hashtag name change for oorkruip.
There we go.
Kom ons begin 'n beweging.
Ja, 2026, hier kom ons. Marlene, baie dankie on that horrifying notes and news back at 5:30 this afternoon. Madam Quizmistress
is ready.
Yes.
Are you ready? Your name and the word quiz to the WhatsApp line 0848500942. Alpha Palooza coming up after music from Tayo Cruz, Mimi Webb and Megan Trainor.